morning. Yeah, there we go. It's 7:27 a.m. Sunday, May the 3rd, 2020. It's a chilly morning and overcast. It's decidedly, well, it's not unpleasant, but it's also not terribly pleasant. Everything is soggy, everything's wet. The threatened rain from yesterday showed up late in the afternoon. Rained most of the night, I think. So the air is wet. There's a humidity level that I'm no longer comfortable with. It's probably up to like 40% or something. But yeah, it's not exactly comfortable. It's chilly enough that I put on a windbreaker. And I'm working hard enough that I've had to unzip everything. But, yeah, look at me. 3 days in a row. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm moving. I have a quest running back on my desktop. And I need to get back. I need to finish this monster off. I got my words 2 days in a row. Looking for a third day. Looking for a path. Looking for some sort of narrative through line that I can get on board and go with. And so far, every once in a while I think I have it, and then I discover that I'm writing something different. So I need to get back to that. So I thought, well, online. I screwed around with it for an hour. I was up early. But I screwed around with it for an hour and thought, this isn't going anywhere. Lots of words, but nothing really story-like. Just kind of a problem. So I thought I'd come out and walk, see if any ideas broke loose. I have a rough idea where I wanted to go. Not exactly sure how I'm going to get there. It's almost eerie this morning. There's just a little bit of haze, just the tiniest amount, and it's giving, and the overcast sky, it's giving everything sort of a gray tinge. And I think I've seen like 5 cars moving. There's been a couple parked, but I think the long half mile along West 20th Street was not what I would expect on a Sunday morning. People aren't going anywhere. People aren't moving, which is good. Oh, here comes a car. I did see one guy walking. Actually, I saw three people walking. Dogs. One guy with a jog with his dog. A couple each of them had a dog. And then one kind of youngish guy with earbuds in, his head down. Well, probably looked a lot like me with earbuds in and my head down. Churning along. Busiest intersection has nobody in it this morning. So, yeah, here I am walking, talking, not saying too much. Been reading Relics of Antiquity, book 7 in Glenn Stewart's Duchy of Terror series. I still like it. It's military science fiction. It's the kind of military science fiction that I write counter to. But I still enjoy it. He does a really good job. And I enjoy it greatly. So, I'm reading that. I finished reading Blaze. Krista D. Ball's epic fantasy. She's getting ready to put out, I think, book 4. And it's an interesting magic system. A lot of prophecies, a lot of epic fantasy kinds of tropes. I enjoyed it. I didn't like it as much as I liked her collaborator, Trader, whatever it was. Seriously. But I still enjoyed it. Cars moving now. Look, it was 3 of them. Wow. Still playing Fallout 4. So I get my words in the morning. Playing in the afternoon. I've got to stop. I've got to get on with putting Troy Harbor into shape. I've got a cover coming for that one. Rough night last night. Sleep is hard to come by. I'm not exactly sure. All these prairie dog burrows have fresh dirt on them. Probably got soggy yesterday. Say it with me. One post. I almost walked right by. Looking around, listen to the birds. There's pigeons. There's a lot of pigeons around this morning. They're all sitting up on chimney pots or rooftops or something. I'm not exactly sure. Is it... they got wet, so they're sitting up high and trying to stay out of the wet grass or something. I don't know. People walking way down there. I think I'm pushing kind of hard this morning. 12 minutes in. But my shins are talking to me. What a day. It's early yet. I'm wandering around. I'm letting the story kind of percolate in my head. I'm not thinking too much about it. Fellow graybeard riding by on his bicycle. Not thinking too much about it, I don't have a good feel for the story. I don't have a good feel for how it's supposed to unwind, how it's supposed to go, how it might go. Or so. Can't imagine trying to sell a house in this. lot of bird song out here this morning. A lot of nastiness floating here in this catch basin. Not exactly sure what all that is. Stuff that's washed down. Clearly the stuff that's washed down in the rain overnight, but everything looks green. The overcast is giving everything, all the colors are very saturated, they're very dark. The grass is particularly green. The new growth in the trees is particularly green. There's some aspens over there that have almost entirely leafed out. Some dandelions here that have gone almost entirely to seed. I suspect the wind, the rain yesterday. It was pretty solid rain. I suspect it knocked a lot of the seeds just straight down to the ground. And on top of it all, apparently my sprinklers ran last night, so I could probably turn them off for today. Everything is pretty soggy. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.